Hosseiniyah. To His Path from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
In the beginning, I should like to express my deepest condolences on the 12th day of Muharram and the martyrdom of the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad alayhi salam. On the day of Ashura, just some hours or even some minutes before the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to part with his beloved son, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave him some instructions. Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated it in this way. O my son, O my dear son, I advise you a statement which my father gave me when approaching death and that he received in return from his father. O my dear son, this is the wise saying. O my dear son, never commit any crime against a person who has no supporter save Allah. We find that the fourth infallible Imam, Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad alayhi salam, was the next infallible Imam after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So why Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam recommended Imam al-Sajjad not to commit any oppression about and in the case of anybody else? One of the solutions, one of the answers to such a question is that by way of addressing Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, in fact Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to teach all of us something very fundamental and determining. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam related it from his father Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that nobody is allowed to do any harm, to impose any oppression on anybody who has no helper but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very high and very significant moral lesson that we may take from Imam al-Husayn al-Sam on the day of Ashura. It indicates that in such circumstances, nobody is allowed to ignore high human values. Elsewhere, on the day of Ashura, we find that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam addressed the enemy forces who were approaching the encampment not to commit that crime. And in his statements, Imam al-Husayn salam indicated in this way, I am the one who is fighting you and you've decided to kill me. The women have done nothing wrong. So prevent your offenders from attacking my haram, that is family, so long as I am alive. It means that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to change the battlefield into a classroom of high moral standards. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wasn't simply a political leader against another or Umayyad political leader. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was the Imam of humanity. He was the imam, not a king, nor a ruler, or not an emir. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was the personality who intended to teach high moral standards to anybody who was going and who was entitled to receive those high moral teachings, even if the class was going to be held on the battlefield in such a horrible day as the day of Ashura.